The news that two 12-year-old girls attempted to commit suicide late last year because of class bullying sent shockwaves across the country, and once again highlighted a growing problem in Czech society: violence among the young. In today's panorama, Daniela Lazarova looks at the roots of the problem and what can be done about it.
Violence in and outside the classroom has become a major problem for most Czech schools. 8,000 children are injured every year in school fights, and the injuries are increasingly serious. What were once childish skirmishes now require medical treatment, and headmasters often have to call in the police. There's no lack of evidence because the kids often record the violence on their mobile phones and even put it on the web. The situation in the North Bohemian town of Ústí nad Labem is now so serious that the police are involved on a daily basis. Jan Novotný, deputy head of the Ústí police, says the situation has necessitated special measures.
We've increased the number of police officers patrolling selected schools in order to prevent physical attacks and bullying.
The police are also putting up special letterboxes in schools where children can anonymously report incidents of bullying and violence. A recent poll conducted among primary school children suggests that 48% of children have either been bullied or witnessed a bullying incident. Only one in two report it to the teacher. Jaroslava Milasová is a seventh grade teacher in Ústí.
Yes, we do have a problem with bullying. We had to merge two seventh grade classes recently, and things got much worse because there's not one troublemaker in class, there are five of them.
So what's to be done about the problem? Parents blame schools for failing to control their children, and teachers blame parents for not bringing them up properly. Very often you hear the opinion that today's generation is more aggressive and the growing violence is ascribed to the world we live in, something we can't do anything about. Child therapist Dr. Vrbovská says this is a big mistake. Today's children are no more aggressive than those born 100 years ago.
You know, aggression is a natural part of our being. There will be two basic forces we possess as beings. It's aggression, it's an ability to destroy, it's ability to fight. And there's another, it's a creativity, ability to create things, to give. And these are very basic powers every being has got, otherwise we wouldn't be able to survive. So we shouldn't be thinking, these children are aggressive. What happened to them? They shouldn't be aggressive. Aggression is normal. And at the same time, aggression in us needs to be well-bounded, limited, so it doesn't destroy us, it doesn't destroy others, and that's a task for parents. So children aggressive towards each other or towards weak members of the society, it simply shows that their aggression wasn't well-bounded by their parents. They don't know what to do with it. You know, the time of puberty, it's a very chaotic time for children. They've got all these powers and hormones and sexual life and drives. So they become very chaotic and they need to have quite strong boundaries, quite strong understanding what is happening with them to be able to limit themselves. And that's missing. And when there is no limit on behavior, it gets worse and worse. So if a child tries something aggressive at school and nothing happens, the next step will be something worse. As we see it, you know, it's bullying, then it's fight, then it's torturing somebody, then it's filming it, because they don't have any, there is no limit on it. And they will go on and go and go on, because their aggression doesn't have any limit. And some kids go so far because they are actually waiting for somebody who could stop them. You know, they just can't stop themselves. So they need a wall. But the ultimate wall is a police and prison.
Very many people, including some child psychologists, feel that the growing violence among teenagers is fueled by violence in movies and aggressive computer games. The fact that some problem youngsters admit they had been inspired by a movie or computer game appears to support this theory. Dr. Verboska believes that such movies cannot harm a well-balanced child, though they can lead problem children into big trouble.
I think in general it is rather overestimated, that influence. Let's take a child who has got good parenting. His or her needs are being well fulfilled, so the child feels secure, has got a lot of interaction with parents, has got limits, has got support. So the psychoneurological structures in his or her brain developed in a genetically, organically, biologically, psychologically healthy way. Such a child is so well established here on the earth among people, real living beings, that there is a kind of need for entertainment, maybe a channel for aggression. But this child would never mix up a real world with a fantasy world. However, if you have another child who is missing a lot, so the parents might not be there, he or she is very often alone, doesn't know how to deal with his or her own drive, sexual drive, aggression, thoughts, and there is nobody to interact about it, to talk about it, he or she will be looking somewhere else how to get his or her needs fulfilled. That's for sure. So then film about, soldiers from Mars might be very appealing, because the child thinks, well, my parents don't like me, school doesn't like me, where do I belong to? It looks great on this Mars, you know, these strong soldiers, they would protect me. And starts somehow psychologically getting his needs or her needs fulfilled by this fantasy world. And that's really serious.
So what's to be done if parents feel they may have gone wrong somewhere along the line? Dr. Verboska again.
I think, first of all, it's important that they sit together, father and mother, or mother and partner, or father and partner, whoever is around the child, and spend some time thinking of the behavior of these children. What happens? What happened before the child committed something really bad? So it gives them a picture of how the child behaves and how much they know about it. If there is something really serious, I would recommend them to see a specialist who would be able to explain it and help them to change maybe certain aspects of the way they bring up the children. It is very important. Maybe they will get support. You know, sometimes grown-ups need support to be able to deal with difficult behavior of their kids. It's normal.
Once a parent decides to seek help, the chances of success are allegedly well over 90%. Dr. Verboska says that a young mind is still pliant enough to be influenced and to accept the boundaries which the child has subconsciously sought. On the other hand, ignoring the problem sends the child further down the path of self-destruction, and it is almost certain that he or she will have problems being a good parent.